Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We're talking about Shvisis Behema, the Nashim, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Lamed Beis. Sof Os Ches explains that women are obligated in Shvisis Behema according to the Ritva in Kiddushin. Ritva writes to be Miyashiv the Kashiv Tosis that the Gemara darshins that women are pturos mimilas habanim. Women don't have to circumcise their children because it says Kashir Tzivah Hashem like Elokim Oso V'lo Osa, that Hashem commanded men and not women. So for Ektosis, what do we need a pasuk for? To Mitzvah Shizman Gram, of course women are Pturas. So the Ritva answers that when are women Pater B'mitzvah de Nafsha? Aval Hacha B'mitzvah de Binah, but here it's a mitzvah of her son. Havini de Mechaiva, you might think she's obligated to Lo Garb and Beis Din de Mechaiva Elimimalei. She's no less than Beis Din, who's obligated to circumcise. And therefore, you need a pasuk to pater her. Chsiv osa v'lo osa. So the Minchas Chinuch holds that what the Ritva means is that any mitzvah that's not fulfilled with the body of the woman, like Sukkah and Lulav, which is the body of the woman, but rather another body, there's no p'tur of mitzvah Shizman Gorm, and therefore you would think women are chayav in Mila, because it's not in her body. And according to this, the mitzvah Shvisis Behema, where the mitzvah isn't miskamis b'guf ha'isha, rather be behema, that the behema shavesis, the women are going to be chayav in Shvisas Behema. And so he writes, later on, mitzvah kuf yud beis, lin shvisis karka, that it's not on the that women are obligated, even though it's man grama, because it's on the karka, not on the woman. It's not in her guf. So he writes in Shin Pei Vav, then Yin Tzitzis, Laman Damar, that it's Chovas Mana. That if it's a Chova on the Beged, then women are Chayv, because it's not on their guf. Now, if not for the Ritva, we could really say a different pshat. If not for the Menchas Chinuch's understanding of the Ritva, we could say a different pshat in the Ritva. That what he means is that the obligation of the father in Mitzvah Smila is to fulfill the mitzvah of the son, since the son himself can't do it. Like we see what the Achorim or the Achoranim write to prove from the Yerushalmi and Yevamis, Perches Halacha Aleph, that when a child becomes a gadol, he becomes 13 years old, there's no more obligation on the father to do bris milah, because it's on the body of the son. Just until then, it's not incumbent upon the son. The father has to do the son's mitzvah. Is that kavanas haritva to have a mina lechayv of mitzvah milah? She'ena mitzvah shela ela shel bina. Like Tosis writes in Avodah Zarah of Zayin Amud Aleph, that you might think that a woman is obligated to be doeg, to make sure that her son is nimo, even though she herself is not allowed to circumcise him. So if that's the pshat in the Ritva, that she's doing this mitzvah of the son, then we have no makor to be mechayiv women in Shvisas Behema, in Shvisas Karka, because here the mitzvah is not on the land, the mitzvah is on her. In other words, if you hold like the Minchas Chinuch says, then she'll be pater from Shvisas Karka because it's not in her guf. She's pater from Shvisas Behema because it's not in her guf. But according to the way we're learning, no. Who's obligated in the mitzvah? That's what the Ritva is saying. Since by Bris Mila the son is obligated in the mitzvah, and just the parent is doing the son's, fulfilling the son's obligation. So Mimela, you might think women are going to be chayiv. And when it comes to Shvisas Karka also and Shvisas Behema, this is a mitzvah on the woman, on the person. You're right, it's not Miskayim Begufa, but she's the one obligated, and she's obligated to make sure that the land rests. So therefore she would not be chayiv. Because this is her mitzvah. When do you say that women are chayavos in mitzvah sheshes zman grama? When she's doing the mitzvah of someone else. That's when you would think, when she's doing someone else's mitzvah, like her son's mitzvah, she's going to be obligated. When she's doing her own mitzvah, it's pater. And shvisis karka and shvisis behema is her own mitzvah. It's ramir karkafta de gavra. And therefore, there's no havimini to be mechayiv her. Of course she's going to be pater, it's her mitzvah. Only according to the way the Menachas Chinuch understood that if it's not in her body, then you might think that she's obligated, and therefore shvisis karka and shvisis behema is not in her body, so she's obligated. But now we're saying it's not pshat in the ritva. Pshat is, whose mitzvah is it? Not in whose body is it. Whose mitzvah is it? Whose obligation is it? Since it's the son's obligation, you might think she's chayiv. Not whose body is it? Who's obligated? Shvisis karka and shvisis behema, she's obligated. Therefore, of course she's pater. Only when it comes to milas bina, where it's her son's obligation, she's doing her son's obligation, there you would think she's chayiv. But here, where it's her obligation, it's the person's obligation to make sure the land rests, of course women are pater. This is our karkafta, the guy from women are pater, mitzvah mangrama. So, you should know that according to the Svarad Menchas Chinuch, we have a davar machudish. That according to Tosfos and Kedushin, that a woman is not commanded on the mitzvah of Tishbos because it's a mitzvah shes mangrama. Nevertheless, she's chayv b'shvisis behema. Why? Because a woman herself is pater because of zman grama, but shvisis behema, the mitzvah is in begufa. It's bebehemto be'avda. And therefore, according to the Menachas Chinuch, there's no ptur of mitzvah zman grama. There's a davar chadash. We can say, no, how do you mechayiv women in shvisis behema when she's not chayiv in tishbos? Then you can answer, no. But she's chayiv in lo sa'aseh kol melacha, and she's chayiv in shvisis behema. There'd be a big nafkamina according to this. That the Ritva proves from the Gilan Hashas and Kedushin, from Tosin Chulin, Rabbi Kivager proves in the Gilan Hashas and Kedushin, from Tosin Chulin Kuf Mamal, famous Tosis, the name of the Riva, that even when an essay is together with a lav, that doesn't mean the lav is stronger. According to Tosfos and Kedushin, when you have an essay with a lav, that makes the lav stronger. And therefore, if you have an essay against an essay and a los essay, the essay isn't even doch of the los essay. It's not doch of the los essay, vaday. But it's not even doch of the los essay because the los essay is stronger because it has a lav with it. And the Riva holds in Tosfos Chulin now that an essay is doch of the los essay when it's together with an essay because the los essay isn't stronger. Still not allowed to do it because it's not doch of the los essay, vaday. But it is doch of the los essay part because the los essay isn't stronger. And the Machane proves from the Rambam that he also doesn't hold to the Svar of Tosfos that a lav with an essay is stronger. So according to this, if there's an essay that has to be docha the los essay of yomtiv, the din will be that kabe shvisis ha'isha, we are going to say that the essay is docha the los essay. Why is the essay going to be docha the los essay? Because yomtiv has an assay and a los assay to it, but that doesn't make the los assay any stronger. And women are pturas from the assay because mitzvah shman grama. So all women are obligated in the los assay. So if a woman has an assay against the los assay and she's an assay to do, and it'll be docha the los assay v'yantar, she's allowed to do it. We don't say the los essay is stronger because it comes along with an essay. No, the los essay is no stronger, and therefore the essay is, her essay is docha the los essay, and she doesn't have to worry about the essay. That the other essay it's being docha because for her she's not mitzvah shman grama, she's not obligated. But the gabi shvisis behemta ve'avda, about the resting of her Evan and her Behema, Yom Tov won't be nitche. Why? Because the resting of her animal is an aseh. And her aseh is not tochen aseh. That aseh she's obligated in, because as the Ritva said, because the Minchas Chinuch said, it's not begufa. This is not begufa. She's obligated in the aseh of her animal resting. So therefore, if she wants to do an aseh, that'll be docha the aseh if she's a behemar or avda, she's not allowed to do it. Because aseh is not tochen aseh. According to this, let's say a woman has chametz on yantiv. The din will be that she's allowed to burn the chametz on Pesach. Why? Because the essay of Tashbis was Doch Lose of Yamtif, if we say in Bir Chametz El B'Sreifa. What about the essay of Yamtif? It's not obligated in the essay of Yamtif. It's not an essay being Doch Lose and Asay, just an essay being Doch Lose Asay. And we don't say the Lose Asay is stronger because it comes along with an essay, because the Rivel doesn't hold their way in Tosin Chulin. So a woman who has chametz by her on Pesach would be allowed to burn it, even on Yantif, because Aseh of Tashbis is Doch Belos Aseh of burning, if you hold in Bir Chametz El B'Sreifa. But she's not allowed to send her Eved to burn it, because the Gabe Avda, she is an essay of Shvisis Avda. Vein essay Doch HaEseh. V'zeh Chidush Din Nifla Tehila Lekel. Baruch Hashem. So Mitzvah Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue our discussion and see continuing the philosophy. Thank you so much for listening. Bili Neder, we hope we're zochet to continue. Shalom, shalom.